Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents.
And I heard the word of the Lord saying that the areas of the following you may already be in, or you may have entertained being into. Father God says these are great areas of giftings and talents that he sent you here with. I heard Father God saying that you are a natural born student. For Father God says you love to analyze, and Father God says you'll be one to be the historian in the family. I don't know if you like studying history or if you've been very interested in history. I hear Father God saying this will be a gifting and or a hobby that will really benefit you and bless you. I hear Father God saying you are a natural born accountant. Father God says that you're one to analyze things, even with numbers. You're definitely very talented in the area of the arts and the sciences. I even hear Father God saying that you have the natural ability to begin to move into the areas of computers. For Father God said you'll be one to really be the top of your game concerning computer programming, computer technician, anything surrounding technology and computers. Father God says you'll have the gift intact if you stay abreast of what's in the marketplace. I even hear Father God say you'll have the ability to analyze dreams, for you're a natural born dreamer and a healer. Father God says you'll heal many, even with your words and even as you speak with others. I hear that you'll also have the ability to move into the areas of the spiritualities. Father God says you have the ability to be a minister, want to minister the word. And whatever you choose to do, you give great research. You don't just take things at face value. You move into the deep of the deep. And because of this, you even have the ability to be a reporter. If you chose to be a reporter, even in the areas of writing and teaching others, I see you're one at great having the ability to pass others into the, I want to say, initiate them into the next level of things, to train them, to lead them, to guide them. I hear because of the areas of the reporting and the research, I hear Father God saying even a librarian. Father God says you have the gifting to be a librarian, and not just at a normal level. Again, you like to get into the deep of things. And I hear Father God saying you'll even enjoy the areas and career concerning specialized subjects, which could lead you to even what I would say the level of a university professor. So entertain these things. Even entertain the next level of these things, because Father God says you're one that's a great navigator. You're also a great negotiator, because you like to get into the details of things and get to the under the surface. You don't like anything surface, but you sure like to analyze. You like to research. You like to study out. And I even hear Father God said you'll be a great candidate for the CIA or even the FBI, because Father God said you'll be a great secret agent. So if these are some areas that you are doing, or some areas you like to get into, I hear Father God says continue to get into these areas. And I hear Father God saying, if you ever chose anything in the arts, I hear Father God saying you'll be a great actor, because you have the ability to delve into a character and dissect it, to analyze it, to research it out, and then bring the best of it out, whether it's on a small scale of stage or large scale. I hear Father God saying, whatever you choose to do, I hear Father God says you'll do it well, said the Lord.
And as you continue to move forward into another realm, into another dimension in me, you're going to come into a time of an inner perception, an inner knowing. You're going to come into a time where, even in your time of prayer, that God says, I will allow you to delve deeply into the realms of the Spirit. You would delve deeply into the future of many people's lives. And you will see that God will say, come away, for I desire to teach thee much. Come away, my beloved, and get there into my presence. For in your time of prayer, you will acquire much. You won't do it in the physical self, but you'll do it in your time of prayer. For even as God did all of his work in 6 days, but he rested on the seventh day, the Lord says, in your time of rest, and in your time of meditation, and in your time of prayer, I will cause you to prosper. So the Lord will say unto thee, you're going to step into a time of great appreciation. And you will see that your ideas will be far ahead of themselves. For the Lord will say that, yea, you will come at a time where you will even prefer to keep to yourself. You will come at a time where you just want to get away into his presence. God says, do so, for that is the place, that is the realm where I desire to speak with thee. And you will come back, and you will bring forth revelation to my people, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, you're going to excel. Oh, you'll excel in the areas of sciences and the deeper things of the spirit. Oh, you will excel in spiritual things. Oh, you will excel in esoteric matters, meaning that you will delve and you will excel in the things of the spirit, deeper things. And you will find that you will work quietly behind the scenes, and out of that much will come unto thee. For I will make thee the power behind the throne, and I will do great things for thee. So the Lord says, stay in my presence, because that is the place where you will step into your time of spiritual inheritance, spiritual prosperity, spiritual abundance. Fasting and prayer shall do more for you than anything else, saith the Lord of hosts.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths, never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily. You must pray daily. You must think daily. And you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground. $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers. It's going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Thank you, Sister Dominique, for your seed and moving in faith. Increase and multiplication is your portion in this season. Thank you.